Hello and welcome to this training camp edition of Chiefs Blueprint. I'm your host, Pete Sweeney, joined alongside by Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel. And how about this start to training camp? Eric Berry is not only healthy, but he's cancer-free, and he's already rejoined his teammates on the field. How memorable for you is this first practice week?
Pete, there's a couple of things that you and I were able to be a part of that I'll probably never forget for the rest of my life. I had chills watching Eric Berry come down the hill, go out onto the practice field just 8 months removed from his diagnosis with cancer. It's truly amazing. And secondly, the press conference where he sat down and he was vulnerable, he was genuine, he was open, he explained everything that he went through mentally. It was memorable. It was special.
Really special week. And seeing 29 back on the field has his whole kingdom excited. And the great thing is there's tons more to be excited about up here in St. Joseph. We have an amazing show for you ahead. In this program, you'll hear from, frankly, everyone you're looking to hear from. For one, the all-important duo of quarterback Alex Smith and wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. In addition to that, you'll hear from general manager John Dorsey after an offseason full of moves, the most recent of which was that long-term contract for last year's sack king linebacker Justin Houston. The voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, recently sat down with Houston. Let's take a look.
First of all, Justin, congratulations. Why do this deal, in your opinion?
Why do this deal? I want to be a part of the Chiefs. I said that a long time ago. I love Coach Reed. I feel like Coach Reed takes me to another level. I love the coaching staff he brought in, the guys he got, and the support you get. They make you believe in yourself, and they also help you become a better player. Every chance they get, they always pushing you. They never let you settle.
In looking at this thing long term and what it could mean for your place in Chiefs history, do you think about that and where you want to be when you're at the end of the road?
I have. Before I even started playing for the Chiefs, I always wanted to be the greatest at what I do. And I take pride in what I do, and I really want to be one of the greatest to ever play this game at my position. So I think that's, by me wanting to be great, I feel like it feeds, other people feeds off my energy, and I can help motivate other guys to be great.
Now we can talk football. What about this defense? How good can it be?
Here comes Houston. And he's got it. Tannehill's got a throw. He's in trouble. The Chiefs sack him at midfield. And Kansas City holds the fort.
I think we can be the best defense in the league. Everybody believe in it. Everybody do their job and put in the work we're supposed to put in. We can be the best defense in the league.
Everybody sees the 22 sacks. We all know that. But isn't it more than that? You're asked to do a lot of things in this defense.
It is. I think that's the one of the hardest defense to play in as an outside linebacker because you got to drop in coverage as well as play the run, set the edge, and rush the pass.
Fake the handoff. They throw it right side, and they get Emmanuel Sanders. Justin Houston reads it all the way.
To me, I work on everything. I just don't want to be known as a pass rusher. I want to be able to cover it and stop the run.
What about the role as a leader now? Because you've signed a long-term deal here. What about becoming that leader in the middle of the defense?
Coach Reed always pulled me to the side. He always said, your voice carries. People listen to you. You have one-of-a-kind voice.
Put that baritone right there. Come on, baby.
Leave it all out here. Everything, bro. Everything we got. Every play, bro. We're going to leave it out here, bro.
And I learned from Tomo. If you pay attention to Tomo, Tomo's never quiet. He's always loud. He always got something to say to keep guys going. So it's never a dull moment with Tomo. So I sit back and I have learned a lot from Tomo, not just being a pass rusher, but being a leader as well. So
how much closer have you grown to him? It's like you guys have become brothers almost.
We are. He took me under his wing when I first got here. So it was kind of tough developing a relationship because we didn't have much time. But the more time we spent around each other, the closer we came. So like we are like brothers. So we make sure we feed off one another.
And then what about your role in a younger player like a Dee Ford or a Josh Martin?
You got to find a way, some way to motivate them, to get them going, to make them believe in themselves. And once they start making plays on the field, that'll happen. So once you just continue to stay with them, don't give up on them, talk positive to them, they'll start believing in themselves. And once they start doing that, they'll make plays.
There's millions of people excited now that you're going to be a part of this team and a leader of this team for a long time. What would you tell them?
Let's get this ring.
BJ, that's clearly a linebacker with a lot of confidence after signing that big deal. But you heard him there. Let's get that ring. How about that kind of confidence rolling into training camp?
How can you not be excited when you hear one of your best players talk the way that he did about this organization, about this team, how excited he is to get back here at camp? I know one of the things I talked about with Justin right after he signed was that he's motivated to be one of the best to ever play the game. That's his motivation. He told me he's also excited. He's finally back here around his teammates. He's excited to get back and going and headed into 2015.
And I know Chiefs Kingdom is glad to have him back. Coming up, the major player in getting that deal done with Houston sits down with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. I'm, of course, talking about general manager John Dorsey. Come on back.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Prime Sport, get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. BJ, you have to say it's been quite a busy offseason for the Chiefs. And now looking back, you can see that general manager John Dorsey really had a clear-cut plan for this whole thing.
Yeah, it's fun to see how the whole plan kind of took shape as we went throughout the offseason. We saw him bolster both sides of the ball. It seemed like in free agency, particularly early, they really went veterans on the offensive side. They made the trade with the New Orleans Saints to bring in Ben Grubbs, two-time Pro Bowl offensive guard. And then we saw, obviously, the big signing with wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. And then on the defensive side, they added a lot of youth. They used a lot of their draft picks on the defensive side, particularly the first half of that draft. Obviously, Marcus Peters, the cornerback in the first round. But then they went Steve Nelson, another cornerback in the third round. And then DJ Alexander, Ramiq Wilson, a couple of linebackers, add some youth there in the middle of the defense. And then you look back early in the offseason, the decision to re-sign Ron Parker to that extension was a big move. He had a breakout season last year. Already talked about Justin Houston. But let's go back in the early in the offseason as well. Mike DeVito and Tom Bahly both restructuring their contracts to stay in Kansas City. They know something special is brewing in Kansas City. I'm excited to see these veterans and the rest of those guys get out on the field at training camp and continue to get better and push towards 2015.
And you mentioned a lot of moves. So that's John Dorsey. That's all of him with that extensive plan going into this offseason. And it really came to fruition. And for more on that, any entire offseason of the Chiefs, we throw it back to Mitch Holthus, who sat down with the Chiefs GM.
John, now it's time to start training camp, so that way it gets the blood flowing a little bit. But let's look back at the last several months since the San Diego win. Where did you feel like this team has improved the most in all of the work that you guys have done?
Well, you know, all along we've said that we wanted to put a plan together. First, you had to see if you could re-sign some of your own guys. And then the second part of it was, could you get what you really wanted in unrestricted free agency? We left the free agency portion of the process feeling pretty good.
First off, I want to welcome Jeremy and his family to the Kansas City Chiefs organization.
You know, I'm really excited about helping this team get to the next level.
Very rarely can you get a guy of his stature at 26 years old that can impact your team. If you just sit and watch the OTAs and the mini camps, magnificent route runner. Very smart kid, great hands, great team leader.
Right, he knows he's done this drill part. Ready, go!
And then you go and you look at the Paul Fornakas, and then you look at the Ben Grubbs with the trade that we activated. These are guys that begin to create the competition we talk about. I'm very excited about the class of 2015. I think that they're very competitive. They accept the challenge. They understand the culture that we have embedded here. They understand what it means when you say the Chiefs way. There's a certain way of doing business. I'm very excited to go into training camp because, you know, the next process is now pads get on. Now the fun begins. As the great Chuck Noll always used to say, pads separate the men from the boys. So that's what it's all about.
Good feet on this now, 11.
It seems like Andy has more packages. You've added Maclin, you've added pieces, but is there more that he has to work with as far as a specific package to create a problem for the opponent?
This is a marathon. It takes a while to build a good football team. We're into the third year of this thing, and I'd like to think we as an organization have depth. We have competitive depth. We have some battles that are going to be really hard. When it comes down to 53, I think this year is going to be really hard to make some determinations on who actually makes the 53-man roster. And, you know, competition always brings out the best, and that's all you can ask for.
You've been in this game a long time. How excited are you for St. Joe?
I love St. Joe. Actually, I love training camp. You know, when I played, I actually liked training camp. And don't ask me why. I did. For me now, where I sit today, it's an opportunity to see if all the pieces have come together. And that's kind of how I sit back and look at it there for the first week and just kind of see how, if it all meshes together, if it's truly what you think it is.
All right, BJ, you heard Dorsey. The guy can't get enough this time of year. What do you think it is about training camp that makes this time of year so special?
It's not just the Chiefs, but all the teams across the NFL. Everybody's confident. Everybody's optimistic this time of year. Everybody's happy with what they did in free agency, what they did in the draft. And the Chiefs are no different. You got to be excited about what they did. You know, you spend some time around these coaches and what they pride themselves on and what Coach Reed prides himself on and what his assistants on is being able to teach, being able to develop players. And there's not a time during the season that there's more teaching going on than here at training camp. These players are spending an awful lot of time together, developing a lot of camaraderie because they're spending so much time together. But for the coaches, there's so much time spent on these players, developing the younger guys, veterans bringing the younger guys along, everybody making that step forward to try to make 2015 better than 2014.
Coming up, we hear from the three guys who have the eyes of Chiefs Kingdom upon them this training camp: Alex Smith, Jeremy Maclin, and a man who will work to keep them in sync, wide receivers coach David Culley. You won't want to miss it. It's coming up next. Welcome back to the show. BJ, as soon as Jeremy Maclin signed with the Chiefs this offseason, everyone has been wondering how he'd gel with quarterback Alex Smith. What role does a wide receivers coach, in this case David Culley, play in building that relationship?
Well, I think they all kind of help each other. We know that Jeremy Maclin had told me that one of the reasons he signed with the Chiefs was his relationship with all the coaches, but particularly David Culley. And Culley told me that he loves to have Jeremy Maclin back to help him be that coach out on the field. Maclin's ability to teach and help the younger guys is going to help Alex. That way, Alex kind of has a guy on the outside and kind of relay what he's seeing, because we've seen it throughout OTAs that Alex and Jeremy Maclin are on the same page. They're seeing the same things out on the field during practice. They're communicating between every play. And it's one great thing about Jeremy Maclin is he's such a heady, intelligent player. He sees the entire defense, so he knows what's going on. He can relay that then to the rest of the wide receivers, which helps Alex not just develop that relationship with Jeremy, but he's developing that relationship with everybody. Culley just kind of facilitates it, lets it happen. And I know from talking with Culley, and you'll see it in the interview, he's really excited to have that coach out on the field in Jeremy.
Well, BJ, you mentioned it. The good thing is you had the chance to sit down with Culley, a man who is both a great coach and, as you're about to see, has the personality to go along with it.
What's the difference in the day and yesterday, though? Whether I give it to you or not, just run out of bounds. Don't even stop. Don't even slow down to catch it. That. Run out of bounds. If I'm late with it, I'm late with it. It's on me. But you run it. Got it.
Coach Culley, you have some new faces at the wide receiver position this year. Now that you've had a little bit of time to work with them, get a chance to see them, what is your impression of this group?
Well, what the group has done now is, with the additions that we've had, we've gotten faster. It's a pretty athletic group of guys. DeAnthony is now a wide receiver who had been a hybrid guy for us last year, basically working with the running backs and doing a little stuff at the wide receiver position.
They swing it to Thomas and tries to get by the first defender and does. Stiff arm. He's 15, 10, down inside the five, stretches out, touchdown, Kansas City!
When you look at a guy like DeAnthony Thomas and just the ability he has to change direction and all of that quickness, what is it that you're trying to really get him to understand to be successful when he gets out there and splits out wide?
Well, the thing about him is he is so good with the ball in his hands. And what he's done during his OTAs is basically learn how to be a wide receiver, learn how to release, learn how to run routes at the wide receiver position. And he's such a gifted natural athlete that he has picked up things very, very well for us.
I had a chance to talk with some of the younger receivers, some guys that even been here in the past, and they said that they're already going to Jeremy and asking him questions, and he's already become that guy. Are you surprised at how quickly he kind of manifested that leadership role?
No, he has that kind of personality. He's that kind of person. And, of course, he wants that role, you know. He understands why he's here. At this point in his career, as he said before, he couldn't be in a better place than where he's at right now. Not just because he's a Missouri Tiger and he's in Missouri, but simply because, you know, he knows what we're all about as a team. He knows where we're going, and he knows that he can be one of those parts to get us to where we want to go, and that is to win a Super Bowl.
When Coach Reed first came over from Philly with the whole staff, and so got to watch a lot of Philly tape, and obviously Jeremy was all over that. You know, and certainly you could see what a playmaker he was, how explosive he was. You know, when he got moved around, you could see he could do a lot of different things. I think I've been very, you know, pleasantly surprised with how fast he, you know, obviously he'd been in the system before, but it had been a couple of years and really hasn't skipped a beat.
I didn't come in here saying, you know, I'm the big dog and anything I say goes. And it's not like that, you know. It's just coming in here and I'm trying to help these guys, you know, be successful. We're trying to help each other, you know, as a unit be successful. And that's what it's all about. So, but yeah, I think they can kind of see how genuine I am and how much, you know, it's not about Jeremy Maclin. It's not about, you know, Jeremy Maclin went to Missouri from St. Louis. It's not about that. It's all about the Kansas City Chiefs and about, you know, winning football games and ultimately holding that trophy at the end of the year. So.
Working speed, Junior. Working speed. Come on. Right there. There you go. Working speed. Working speed.
These guys take that confidence here into training camp. What are you looking for from this position overall to go into training camp and say, this is how we can get better. This is what we need to do to get to where we want to be going into the season?
Consistency. Just being consistent day in and day out. We've had guys during OTAs that make a play one day and then you don't make a play. You know, you got to be able to come out on a daily basis, on a practice basis, and be able to go and when it's time to make a play or you're in a position to make a play, to make that play. And then make that play when it counts. You know, there are times when you may go all in practice and all of a sudden we're in third down or in nickel situation and you got to make a catch for a first down. You got to understand that regardless of the situation, that catch has got to be made. And we've gotten to that point where you want to carry that over in the training camp because of the competitiveness that we have against each other and then carry that on over into the preseason and then into the season.
Work hard, hard work, work on three. One, two, three. Work.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Prime Sport, get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/chiefs. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you.
Thanks for joining us on the show. So, BJ, this past week, to begin this whole thing, quarterbacks and rookies arrived on Tuesday, but that was just the first phase because now everybody's here. My question is, and I think this is something all of Chiefs Kingdom is wondering, what happens now?
Well, we saw them practice on Saturday, but Monday is when it really gets going. That's when they put the pads on. That's when they actually start real football. You know, we saw them throughout OTAs. We talk about the offensive line, all the different areas that we want to watch at training camp. Well, you can't really learn anything until they put the pads on. Coach Reed runs a tough camp. We've had the players talk quite a bit about that. There is a lot of excitement in the air, and you know why? Because there's a lot of justified optimism for this Chiefs team in 2015. All teams feel good, but after 20 wins the last 2 years, you got to feel good about where this team is headed. Excited to see them come out, prepare, get the pads on, and play real football.
I'm pumped up. This is one of the most exciting times of the year. And the good thing about it, all of this is that we're in it. Football is here, and that's a beautiful thing. Stay up on all things Chiefs. Make sure you're heading over to Chiefs.com for the very latest updates. You can follow BJ on Twitter, at Chiefs Reporter, and me, at PG Sween, for the very latest. And our official Twitter is at Chiefs. It's another great place to go. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. Thank you for joining us on Chiefs Blueprint. Football is back, folks, so that means we'll see you again next week.